Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. Also get into that Facebook community, man. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. We love to have you in that community.
Yeah, man. Interact with us.
Always, man. We're always looking for people of like-minded interest to come hang out with us in there. Ask us questions. We'll get them on the show. As always, we appreciate you. Today's show, we're going to be up here. It's the week 6 preview of the NFL. We do it every week, man.
Yeah, we do. My fantasy team is 5-0.
We're actually playing each other this week.
We about to be 6-0.
You got 28 points.
On that Patriots defense.
Just from the Patriots. This is fucking ridiculous. I'm not happy about this.
I'm glad I picked them up when I did.
Yeah, you picked them up week 2?
Week 2 when they played the Dolphins. And they got me like 30-something points.
Yeah. You've been riding the hot hand. But before we get into the week 6 preview, of course, as always, we're going to do the week 5 recap. Let you know what happened and where we're standing because we're keeping track of all of our predictions. So, the Thursday night game last week, the Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. If you're first time listening to us, we do not predict the Thursday night game. That's because we record on Saturdays, so the Thursday night game would have already happened. I'd have picked my Rams anyways, but we didn't win. Fucking sucks. The Eagles beat the Jets 31-6.
Nobody's surprised at that.
We both had the Eagles winning that game. The Panthers beat the Jaguars 34-27. We both had the Panthers winning that game. The Vikings beat the Giants 28-10.
I picked the Giants. I did pick the Giants.
I was kind of surprised that you picked the Giants, so I got that one. The Texans beat the living daylights out of the Falcons.
No defense game.
53-32. We both got that one. The Saints beat the Bucks 31-24. We both got that one as well. The Buffalo Bills beat the Tennessee Titans 14-7. I predicted that one was going to go down. The Bengals lost to the Cardinals. The Cardinals went up 26-23. I got that one right. You said it was going to tie. It was a good shot there. They almost did. The Patriots beat the Redskins 33-7. Nobody was surprised about that one.
No.
And Jay Gruden got fired after that game.
Yeah, we all knew that was
coming. Well, you predicted that he would get fired right after the game. They waited till Monday.
Well, Stephen A. Smith said they would wait till Monday.
Yeah, they waited till Monday.
And they did.
The Ravens beat the Steelers 26-23. We both got that one. The Raiders beat the Bears 24-21.
I didn't see that coming.
We did not see that coming. We both predicted that the Bears was going to win. Sucks for us, I guess.
Mitchell Trubisky is garbage.
Garbage.
If the Bears had a quarterback, they'd be the best team in the league, probably, with that defense.
Yeah. The Chargers lost to the Broncos. The Broncos went up 20-13. We both said that the Chargers was going to win. They made us look foolish.
No. Yo, man, I'm lucky to win my fantasy game last week with Phillip Rivers giving me 4 goddamn points.
Yeah, 4 points.
How you a quarterback putting up 4 fantasy points? Come on, man. You get 4 points of spelling your name right.
He was throwing interceptions. The Packers beat the Cowboys 34-24. You got that one right. I went with the Cowboys because I thought they was gonna win at home, but
nah, man. They play when they play good teams.
Yes. The surprise upset of the week. The Colts beat the Chiefs 19-13.
That was an upset.
Didn't see it coming.
I can't look at the Chiefs the same right now.
Man.
Because it's been two close weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
Tyreek Hill coming back this week, right?
I think he might be questionable.
Okay. And the 49ers beat the living dog shit out of The 49ers went up 31-3 over the Browns. Matt did call that one.
Stop going against the 49ers, man. I know they play your squad this week, so we going to see.
Damn, man. The 49ers, they didn't got me 3 out of 4 times here. But, Matt, this week you went 8-6. I went 9-5.
Okay. That Giants pick.
Yeah. We were tied going into this week. We were both at 35-24. So, our ending record after 5 weeks, you're 43-30, and I'm 44-29. So, I got a one-game edge over you. Any other shockers that happened last week? Anything else you wanted to get off your chest?
Yeah, my Dolphins didn't lose.
Yeah, I don't think you guys played.
Nope.
Okay. The bye week was undefeated, though.
Yes.
So you guys got beat by the bye week.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah. You ready to get into this week 6 preview, man?
Yeah, man. I'm just checking to see if Tyreek Hill is questionable of right now.
Okay. Well, hopefully he does play, man. Don't you got him on your fantasy team?
I got him in the other league. Our other league.
Okay. So you got him in at least one league, hoping that he play. First up, man, we got the London game. For those of you who play fantasy football, make sure you set your lineup tonight. Or you better wake up early in the morning because this game kicks off at 9:30 a.m.
Set your lineup tonight because we know goddamn well on a Sunday morning because y'all was probably be out partying or something. You ain't setting your lineup.
Yeah. So the Panthers.
But by the time you listen to this, it'll be too late anyway. So
It might be some listeners out there that listen to it as soon as we post it.
What? I doubt
it. At 9 o'clock at night. We posted at 9 o'clock.
I know what time we posted. I'm just saying they ain't listening to that shit then.
Hey man. If they don't, it's up to them, man. Yeah. It's some sad lonely people out there, okay? Not to say that you listeners are sad and lonely, but you know.
He said you're sad and lonely.
In so many words.
You can get somebody. If you don't want nobody, then that's on you.
Yeah, but the Panthers at 3-2 are going up against the Buccaneers at 2-3. Who you got?
Where?
It's in London, bro. That's what I just said. Were you not paying attention? You weren't listening to me?
I'm going to take the Bucs.
You're going with the Bucs?
I'm going to take the Bucs.
I'm going with the Panthers, man. I'm going to...
Jameis Winston
he's
been turning heads this year.
Yeah, he's been turning heads.
Talked a lot of shit about this dude.
It's Bruce Arians, man. He the quarterback whisperer, dog.
Yeah. Nah, it's Byron Leftwich.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'm not even going to argue with you about that. I'm going to give you that one. It's Byron Leftwich and it's Bruce Arians. I'm going to give you more respect to Byron Leftwich. Why did I call that nigga Brian just then? Sorry. But I'm going to take the Panthers. Just like you be riding with the 49ers, I've been riding with the Panthers and they ain't let me down yet.
Yeah, they have. They lost 2 games already. 49ers, they lost me one.
No. I'm talking about since Kyle Allen took over. Oh. I've been picking them since he took over.
Okay.
And they haven't let me down yet. So I'm going to ride with them because they ain't let me down yet. Of course, for fantasy purposes, you're putting Christian McCaffrey out there, right?
Oh, yeah. You don't ever take him out your lineup unless he's on a bye week.
Okay. Any of the wide receivers over there in Carolina?
I don't know any of their receivers.
We discuss this every week.
You can start Greg Olsen.
Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore. Okay. We say this every week. I don't know them dudes.
I'm not going to know them next week neither. I know Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. Over on the Bucs side of the ball, man. You're hoping for a bounce back week from Mike Evans.
Yeah.
He gave you 0 points last week.
I ain't have him.
I didn't have him either. I'm just saying. He didn't give you any points last week.
Hey, I ain't have him.
It was bad. He goosed you. So, it was bad. He goosed you.
It's whatever.
It's whatever? Yeah.
It happens.
Yes. Yeah. What about Chris Godwin? You putting him in? He's the wide receiver for the Bucs. He's the one who scored 40 fantasy points the other week.
Yeah, but that was last week, you know. It 40 fantasy points varies from week to week.
It does. It totally does. So,
I mean, if he's on your squad and you ain't got nobody, by all means, go ahead.
Okay. What about any of the running backs? You playing any of those guys?
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey.
I was talking about
him. I know. What you said.
Okay. So nobody on the box. We're not playing anybody on the box. And the tight end, O.J. Howard. No.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
If he's on your lineup, shame on you. You going to lose.
I dropped him 3 weeks ago. Like, man, fuck this guy.
Good.
I went on ahead and got Darren Waller and got Will Disley, and they've been doing the work.
Disley's been doing his thing.
Yeah. Been doing his thing. They've been doing the work. So, I'm cool with that. Up next, we got the Houston Texans at 3-2 versus the Kansas City Chiefs at 4-1. This is going to be in Arrowhead.
This one's tough for me. Who you got?
I'm taking the Chiefs. I think they're going to bounce back. It's going to be... They're playing an Arrowhead. If this was in Houston, I'd probably be like, all right.
Yeah, but they just lost at home.
I know they just lost at home.
And Houston balled last week.
Houston did ball last week. But this is a different game. Different story.
I'm going to take Houston.
All right. So, two times, man. We on opposite ends here. We'll see what happens, man. You taking Houston. So, you playing Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, against that sorry-ass defense they got, the Chiefs got, come on.
Okay, what about Carlos Hyde, the running back?
I mean, you can, but I think they'll throw the ball more than they'll throw the ball more.
So, you firing up DeAndre Hopkins, firing up Will Fuller?
Yeah.
Okay, over on the Chiefs side of the ball, you firing up Patrick Mahomes, of course.
Of course.
You firing up, what, Damian Williams, LeSean McCoy?
Nah, Shady's on my bench.
Shady's on the bench? Okay. Any of the receivers over there? If Tyreek Hill's playing, you play him?
I mean, if Tyreek Hill is playing, you play him. But he's going to if he's playing, he'll probably be a game-time decision, which is going to be hard for your lineup. And you never know how many snaps he's actually really going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as their receiving core goes, like... It's hard to I might not start any of them because you don't know who's gonna go off.
Yeah,
not one of them has gone off for two straight games.
Yeah, Pringle went off this week.
Yeah, last week, like who the fuck is that?
I don't know, man.
Exactly.
Once you pop, you can't stop though. Unless he comes in this week and he stops.
And he probably popped will
last week. So you're playing them. Of course, you're playing Kelsey because you play him every week.
Yeah, you play Kelsey every week.
Okay. So you got the Texans winning. I got the Chiefs winning. Up next, we got the 4-1 Seattle Seahawks versus the 2-3 Cleveland Browns. This is going to be in Cleveland.
Seahawks.
We're both taking the Seahawks, people.
Cleveland is downright disappointing.
They are trash. It doesn't make any sense how bad they are playing this year, man.
I'm not going to call them trash. I'm just calling them disappointing. That's what they are to me. They're disappointing. All that goddamn talent on that squad, and you can't do nothing with it. It's disappointing.
They was handing the ball off to Odell Beckham. He fumbled.
He threw a pass, too.
He threw a pass, too, yeah, but he fumbled as well. Handed him the ball off.
Nah, he fumbled on the punt return.
He fumbled. He was doing punt return.
Yeah, he was running the ball like this.
Oh my goodness!
With his, you know, because he can only hold the ball with one hand because he can't catch with two.
Yeah, right.
So when he got hit, it popped out that one hand. Yeah, that's what it was.
Just bad. You having this man do all of that work? I don't think I ever seen him field punts before.
No, they got Jarvis Landry. He shouldn't have been back there.
Right. Understood.
Bad coaching. Your coach should get fired this year.
Even though it's his first year on the job?
Hey, it happened last year in Arizona.
Yes, it did. That's absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Shit, my Dolphins fired a coach after 1 year. Shit.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. As far as with the Seahawks, I'm not benching Russell anymore.
No, you start Russell. I've been telling you. You don't put him on the bench. He's an MVP candidate right now.
He's only got less than 15 points one time this year. Every other time he's been going off. It was hard for me, though, man. Because
Lamar Jackson played garbage squads. That's why he was going off.
But he plays the Bengals this week.
I don't even care.
Yeah. It's
a division game. Games are tough.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Russell in this game. What about Chris Carson? You playing Chris Carson in this game?
Yeah.
You can play him. Tyler Lockett, you firing him up?
It depends on who you got on your squad. Because I got him on my bench and I don't even need him.
You don't need him? Okay. I'm one of the people that probably don't need him. I got a lot of bye week players this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for being that we didn't mention that. The Raiders are on bye week. The Bills are on bye week. Who else is on bye week? I forget who else is on bye week. But I know the Raiders, the Bills are on bye week. We'll get you the rest of the bye week people later on in the episode here. We'll fact check that for you so you'll know who not to put in your lineup. Because they're going to be on byes. For the Cleveland Browns, man, you playing Baker?
Hell no.
You playing Odell, Jarvis?
Take your pick.
Pick either
one. You start Nick Chubb.
You start Nick Chubb, though. You put Nick Chubb out there.
Yeah, you don't bench Nick Chubb.
Don't bench Nick Chubb at all.
Even if he has a bad game, he's still going to get you 10 points at least. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the other bye week teams is Indiana is going to be on bye. As well as, I said Oakland. I said Buffalo. And Indiana, I said them. And Chicago is on bye. So those are your four teams that are on bye. So if you got any of those players, you might got to pivot and do something else with yourself. We both said the Seahawks are winning this game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Up next, we got the Cincinnati Bengals at 0-5 versus the Baltimore Ravens.
About to be 0-6.
At 3-2. This is going to be in Baltimore. And we're both picking the Ravens to win this.
Yep.
I still, like I said, I was struggling a bit. Because I know that Lamar Jackson, he hasn't been playing good when he's playing good teams. But the Bengals are not a good team. Those guys suck.
Like, I don't know what they're doing.
I have no idea what they're doing.
I think it's coaching, to be honest.
Yeah. Their offensive line is trash, though.
I just think it's coaching.
Yeah. Joe Mixon is one of the best running backs in the league.
He ain't looking like it.
You can't look like it when as soon as you get the ball,
like I got,
defender is in your face.
I got him in the league, and I don't ever want to start him. But he's the starter on that team. It's just like, God damn, man.
Yeah.
And I'm hurting for running backs, so.
I like Joe Mixon so much, man. I think he's one of the best backs in the league, and he just can't go off the way he's known for doing with that trash-ass offensive line. And their play calling is suspect, too, man. It's just like, what are you doing out here?
Like I said, coaching.
So you're not playing Andy Dalton. you're struggling with Joe Mixon. You would play him if you necessarily have to.
If you absolutely have to.
I'm in a position where I have to play him because Josh Jacobs is on a bye week for the Oakland Raiders. So, I got to play him. I got no choice.
Okay.
Over on the Ravens side of the ball, I've already said that I'm not playing Lamar Jackson because I have Russell Wilson. But if you have Lamar Jackson and you don't have somebody like Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes, you are playing Lamar Jackson.
Right? Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah. What about Marquise Brown? Hollywood.
He ain't did shit since he played them garbage squads.
Well, last week he had a touchdown. He had a couple catches and a touchdown. So he gave you 11 points, but...
That's shitty for a receiver.
I mean, wait. For a receiver now, right now, because everybody putting up 40 burgers.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Everybody putting up 40 burgers. 11 points look really, really bad.
It does look really, really bad. Like, I got him on one of my benches. I don't even put him in.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is scoring 20-plus points.
Yeah. When they're scoring 20-plus points, man, it looks bad for him.
I mean, it's no knock on him. He can only do what he can do.
Yeah.
But as far as fantasy goes, I'm not starting him.
What about Mark Andrews, the tight end? If you know his name, start him.
Tight ends are iffy, you know.
If you know his name, put him in.
I guess.
That's what we told the people last week. It worked out for him. Anybody who had a good name, anybody you knew his name, he put up a decent number.
That's not true.
Who?
Delaney Walker ain't did shit for me last week.
Okay. Outside of Delaney Walker. Delaney Walker ain't been doing shit. What, the past 2 weeks he didn't?
But, you know, he's got Marcus Mariota throwing him the ball. Yeah. So,
you got to look at the quarterback that they got.
But
so
he
know
balled
name,
the first couple weeks, though.
Yeah, he balled the first couple weeks. But, you know, it is what it is. But if you know their name and you know their quarterback is good, not garbage like Marcus Mariota, then play him. I'd play Mark Andrews this week if I had to. I personally got Will Disley, so.
Okay.
Will Disley is my guy.
I don't even know who the fuck my tight end is.
You got Travis Kelce in one league.
Oh, I got him in this league.
Like, okay. What are you talking?
Nah, because I
you don't. No, it's not that you don't know who your tight end is. It's that you don't care who your other tight end is because you never switching out Travis Kelce.
Nah, well, it's not even that. It's not even that because I'm in three leagues.
Yeah,
I get them mixed up sometimes.
I understand, man.
Because I got Delaney Walker in the other league, our other league.
Right. Up next, man, we got the New Orleans Saints. They 4-1 versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. The 2-3. This is going to be in Jacksonville. Teddy Bridgewater getting another start. Jalen Ramsey is going to be out for this game.
Yeah, because they're trying to trade him.
Yeah. They said it's a back injury, though. They said it's a back injury.
No, he doesn't want to play because they're trying to trade him.
Yeah, they're still saying it's a back
injury. Well, he's the one who asked for the trade.
That's right. Still, he's still going to say it's a back injury.
Yeah, my back would hurt, too.
My back
trying
hurts.
To carry that defense.
You trying to carry that defense? Hold on, man. A.J. Bouye is not that bad of a guy to have on the other side of you. But their defense hasn't been looking good without Jalen Ramsey in the game. Who you got winning this?
Saints.
Me as well. We got the Saints. Both of us got the Saints winning
this. Did you know Tom Brady has more rushing touchdowns than Alvin Kamara?
Alvin Kamara only got one touchdown this year, right?
And Tom Brady got like three.
Well, he got one rushing touchdown, but he got receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, so. I said rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I mean,
Tom Brady got more rushing touchdowns than Leonard Fournette. He got more rushing touchdowns than a lot of running backs in the league right now.
Yes, he does. Because he scored two rushing touchdowns on Thursday night.
Yes, he did.
Fuck that son of a bitch ass nigga.
He's good on that QB sneak, man.
So as far as with fantasy players, with for the Saints, of course, you're playing Alvin Kamara.
Yep.
Would you be willing to play Teddy Bridgewater?
Only if you had to.
Okay.
Only if you had to. Because to me right now, he's still a game manager, which is fine because he's still winning games.
Yeah. He threw four touchdowns last week, though. Who four touchdowns, man.
Who they play last week?
I don't remember. I just was looking at it. They played the Buccaneers last week. He threw four touchdowns.
They don't play defense over there.
They don't play defense over there. Michael Thomas. Of course, you playing him, right?
Yeah.
What about Jared Cook? I know you got a love-hate relationship with Jared Cook.
I mean, I think I have him in one. I definitely have him in one of my leagues. It's he's a name.
Tight ends or whatever.
You know, just, if a tight end gets you 5-6 points,
you're
take
doing
it.
Okay.
Take yep. it.
Over on the Jacksonville Jaguars side of the ball, I honestly don't know if Gardner Minshew is going to play this week.
I wouldn't start him if he was. Who the fuck about his poor mustache?
Leonard Fournette, you're playing him, though,
You
right?
don't take Leonard Fournette out the lineup. You Even know. If he has a bad game, and it looks bad in the, through the first three quarters, he going to break one in the fourth.
He does always. He does always break one. This motherfucker had 10, he had 16 carries for 7 yards, yeah. and he ends the game with 18 carries for 89 yards.
Yeah.
Like, this motherfucker.
Yeah, he gonna break one.
He gonna break one. He gonna get you one break. So you playing him. Of course, you said that you was gonna try to bench him last week. You accidentally left him in your lineup, but he gave you 35 points.
Yeah.
Mr. DJ Chark.
Keep him in.
You keep DJ Chark in, man.
Yeah, man.
He gets that one touchdown, and it's always a long bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but he also gets you the medium range catches as well. So he usually ends the game with, what, 4 or 5 catches for 100 yards and a touchdown. Well, he had 2 touchdowns last week, though. He was balling.
Yeah, I don't know what he had, but I'm glad I accidentally left him in.
You accidentally left? That's why you won.
I was going to take him out.
But that's why you won, even though Phillip Rivers only gave you 4 points. You won because you had hit. It's great. Up next, so we both picked the Saints to win that one, though, right? Up next, we got the Philadelphia Eagles at 3-2 versus the 3-2 Minnesota Vikings. This is going to be in Minnesota. Who you got?
You said the Eagles, right?
Yep, the Eagles versus the Vikings.
I'm taking the Eagles.
You're taking the Eagles? I'm taking the Vikings. I think they're going to continue to ride out the things that they did last week. They was able to not only run the ball, but throw the ball as well. You cannot have that team being one-dimensional when you have arguably the best receiving core in the league. You keep that going. Get Dalvin Cook the ball as well. And you ride that shit to victory. I think they're going to win this game. It's going to be close, though. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles.
DeSean Jackson is still out for the Eagles. He will not be playing in this game. You playing Carson Wentz in this game?
Yeah, why not?
All right. What about Jordan Howard, the running back?
Yeah, he did some stuff last week.
He did some stuff last week. But he still's got Miles Sanders in that backfield as well. They split carries, but it looks like Jordan Howard has been outplaying them, though. So
yeah, who, I don't know, man.
Of course, you're starting Zach Ertz. Did he give you a touchdown yet? He still haven't got a touchdown for the year.
He's not on any of my squad, so I don't really know.
Okay. Alshon Jeffrey?
I'd start him.
I'm playing him.
I know I you got are. Him.
I swear to God, I don't like that guy. I swear I don't like him. Like, I just don't like him. I don't think he's a good receiver at all. Well, no, I don't think he's a great receiver. I ain't going to say he's not a good receiver. He's a good receiver.
He is a good receiver. Yeah.
I don't think he's is great. Like, people say he's great. People say he's great. I don't think he's great.
I'm not going to call him great. I'm going to call him what he is. He's solid. He's going to catch passes. He's going to score a touchdown when he's able to.
Yep.
You know?
So, I'm starting him. I got him in my lineup. I'm going to put him in there, and we're going to roll with that.
Okay.
Over on the Vikings side of the football, I got Adam Thielen. I am rolling him out. You rolling out Kirk Cousins? Hell no. Why even ask you this? Hell no. Dalvin Cook,
they
I got him
they
in my
might
lineup.
Not throw the ball. They only threw the ball last week because the receivers were complaining. This is a new week? Yeah, man.
So Dalvin Cook was complaining?
You start Dalvin Cook.
I'm starting Dalvin Cook. I got him. I'm starting him, and I got him, and he's playing. So I got him. What about Stephon Diggs?
It's a toss-up, man.
It's a toss-up. Hey, man. I mean, if you got him, if he's your third receiver in the flex, maybe. If not, go to somebody else, man. Stephon Diggs has not been playing good this year at all.
It's not his fault.
I know it's not his fault. I know it's not his fault. But even last week when both of the receivers were squealing and squeaking to get receptions and to get targets, he got the targets, but he just won't bring them in. You know? So. Up next, we got the Battle of the Defeateds.
I'm taking my Dolphins, getting that first win.
We got the 0-5 Redskins versus the 0-4 Dolphins. He's taking his Dolphins to get their first win. And you know what, bro? I got to go with you on this one, too. Because I have no faith in Bill Callahan as a head coach. That dude is trash.
The main reason why I'm even taking the Dolphins, because the Dolphins players have been chirping how saying they're not tanking. They don't appreciate the fans saying they're tanking. Motherfuckers, if you're trying to win, go out there and win. This game is winnable.
This game is totally winnable. In this game, though, even though I want you guys to win, in one of my leagues, I do have the Redskins defense.
That's fine, man. I don't knock you for that.
I had to go with everybody been scoring points on y'all. Every defense at least got 9 points.
I'm not mad at you for that. You know, I told you at the beginning of the year, if you got a team that's playing the Dolphins, you take their defense.
Yeah. You got to take their defense. So I got the Redskins defense playing. That's the only thing that I'm going to play off the Redskins. If I'm in a pickle, if you're really in a bind, and you ain't got no running backs, because Bill Callahan did come out and state that Adrian Peterson needs to get the ball in order for us to have a chance of winning this game, because he does not know how to do anything else but coach the run. So, if you're in a bind, play Adrian Peterson if you're completely in a bind. That's if you ain't got no other wide
running backs. And if you happen to watch the Dolphins this year, we can't stop no running backs.
Right.
So
Case Keenum is getting the start for the Washington Redskins, being that he has such great rapport with Terry McLaurin. Why did I say McLaughlin?
Shit,
what the fuck am I talking about? Terry McLaurin.
Stop drinking, nigga.
I am playing Terry McLaurin in one of my leagues in my flex because I have nobody on my bench. All my entire bench is on the bye week. The entire bench. So I am playing him, but I would only play him if you're in a pickle. You playing any Dolphins players?
Hell
this week?
Motherfucking no.
Not even Kenyon Drake?
Hell motherfucking no.
I don't know, man. I
ain't starting no Dolphins.
No Dolphins. Okay. Not even Rosen?
If you got a Dolphin on your team, you trying to lose. All right, let's be real. I'm a Dolphins fan. I ain't got no Dolphins on my squad. Believe that. This is fantasy. You can't have no heart in fantasy. You got a Dolphin on your squad, there's something wrong.
If you got a Dolphin on your squad,
you must be in like a 16-team league. And you need a body. Like, I don't know what else.
So all the Dolphins players is just bodies,
yeah, man.
Hold this space.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Up next, man, we got the 1-4 Atlanta Falcons versus the 1-3-1 Arizona Cardinals. This is going to be in Phoenix. Who you got?
I'm taking the Falcons. And if they don't win this game, I will never pick them for the rest of the year because you're garbage. Garbage. You are too talented to lose to this Cardinals squad. Plain and simple.
Well, you know what, bro? I'm taking the Cardinals.
I don't knock you just from the way the Falcons been playing.
The Falcons are playing like pure D shit. Mm-hmm. Okay? Their coach, I told you that their coach needed to be fired when they lost to, who was it that they lost to? They lost to some team that they shouldn't have lost.
They should have been fired when they lost the Super Bowl.
So, he should be fired for losing games like this. And they're not.
Instead, they got rid of Shanahan, who's out in San Fran doing his goddamn thing.
Yeah. We're going to get to Shanahan in a little bit here. But on the Falcons side of the ball, I got no choice, man. I got to play Julio. I don't put Julio on the bench.
You don't put Julio on the bench, but you never know what you're going to get from him, and it's not his fault.
Yeah, it's not fair to him, man. I know he got the contract extension.
if I was him, I would have. I'd have just been like, yo, you know what, man? Just don't even worry about the money. Dog. I just want to go.
Nah, see, he looks at it like the squad is too talented, and they are.
They are talented.
That's the problem. They're so talented, and they just can't get it done. You're 1-4, man. The coach has to go after this year. If y'all don't make the playoffs, which you're not, you got to fire that head coach. You got to fire that head coach.
Yeah.
Because you got rid of all the offensive coordinators, all the defensive coordinators. Once you do that, there's only one
person left. Well, it's two people left, but they ain't getting rid of Matt Ryan.
No.
So.
Well, that's debatable.
That's debatable. Hey, man, all you got to do is throw it up to Julio.
And he don't throw it up to Julio. Nope,
don't throw it up to Julio.
Bet you Josh Rosen to throw it up to Julio.
Yeah, Josh Rosen will probably throw it up
to him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm playing Julio, but are you playing Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu?
No.
Devontae Freeman?
I'm not paying, and the only person I'm playing is Julio because you don't know what you're going to get.
What about Austin Hooper?
Falcons?
The tight end. He's been consistent, man. He didn't got double-digit fantasy points every week.
What do we keep saying about tight ends?
As long as they got a name, just put them in.
You know, if you need them,
put them in.
Go ahead.
Okay. Over on the Cardinals side of the ball, you playing anybody?
Yeah, Fitzgerald.
Larry Legend. You playing Larry Legend? I'm playing David Johnson. If he plays. He said his back locked up on him last week. He's been practicing. He's a game time decision.
He's played like his back locked up on him all season.
He's been getting he's got double digit fantasy points all season, bro. He's doing all right.
He's played like his back's been locked up all season.
Look, man, he ain't out there getting 40 points. Like,
he ain't getting 20 neither.
This is true. This is true. He got 17 last week, you know, so it is what it is.
I mean, I don't blame him. I know he's talented.
Yeah.
We're just talking fantasy.
Right. Kyler Murray, you playing him?
No.
Okay, man. You ain't got to goddamn give me the note like that. It's cool, bro.
Kyler Murray ain't shown me shit all season long. Why would I play him?
They throw the ball a lot. That's the only reason why
okay,
I play him.
Okay, just because he throws a lot of picks because they throw the ball a lot. So, there's no reason to start him.
Understood, bro. Understood.
Them interceptions, they cost you fantasy points. Remember that.
Up next, we got the Bay Battle, the Battle of the Bay Area. You got the San Francisco 49ers at 4-0 versus the 3-2 Los Angeles Rams. Who you got?
I'm taking the 49ers.
Goddamn.
Because Gurley may not play.
It's already been confirmed Gurley is out.
Oh, then I'm definitely taking the 49ers because that means you got to throw the ball on the 49ers.
Gurley is out this week. He is out.
And even if it's a close game, we all know Goff going to throw that pick late in the fourth.
You know what, man? I'm still going with my Rams.
Hey, I don't knock you for it. That's your squad. They are still a good team.
Yeah. Gurley is not playing, and it is a quad contusion that he has. He might miss a couple of weeks here. It has nothing to do with the knee this time, but, you know, you'll hear on fucking ESPN, Fox Sports, or wherever, they go say, oh, well, this is what we were talking about. His knee, he just couldn't hold up. It wasn't his knee, people. It has nothing to do with his knee. He has a quad contusion. That's a totally different injury. So, when they, on ESPN, they go say, this is what we talked about. He couldn't hold up. We knew he was going to get injured. Okay.
For the record, I did tell Antoine he can watch this game because he said he wasn't going to watch the next six games.
I did say that. he tried to give
he
me
He did not watch last week.
I did not watch last week's game. I was a man of my word.
I told him this. This is a must-watch game,
so,
and he should watch it.
He is giving me permission to watch this game. I will take him up on that. I'm going to go ahead and watch it.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm still going to make that up. Five games. I won't be watching the next five games after this. So
I'm a man of my word. When I put a bet down, I go with it, and I'm going to continue to go with that. But he did give me permission to go ahead and watch this game, so I will be watching this game. As far as with fantasy players, anybody you starting on the 49ers?
Well, you start Kittle because he's been balling.
Uh-huh. Any other running backs? Now, I'm going to tell
you. Because they got two that's been going off.
Well, they actually have three down because Tevin Coleman is back. So, they got Matt Breida, they got Tevin Coleman, and they got, what was the other guy's name? Jeff? Was it Jeff Wilson?
Whatever, he went off last week too, though.
Yeah.
Me, personally.
Oh, no. Raheem Mostert. That's what his name is, Mostert. I don't know which one of those guys
you're starting. Me, personally, you start Breida.
Yeah, you start Breida. I mean, if you really need to put one of them, rush defense is trash.
Like, if you got to put one in a flex, by all means, go ahead. But you start Breida.
Yeah. So, you play him. You playing Jimmy G?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't have Jimmy G on my roster.
All right. I have no idea who any of the wide receivers are.
I don't either.
They don't throw the ball anyways. These motherfuckers are averaging 200 yards a game on the ground. They throw to Kittle. They average 200 yards a game on the ground.
They throw to Kittle. These
dudes is balling.
They throw to Kittle. If you got Kittle, you start Kittle.
Over on the Rams side of the ball, you starting anybody?
Yo, I don't know against that defense, man. I really don't know.
I'm going to tell you like this. You always start Cooper Kupp. No matter what.
I'm starting Cooper Kupp. I forgot.
Yeah, no matter what, you Cooper put Kupp. Cooper Kupp in your lineup, man.
He's the go-to.
He is the number one receiver on there. Excuse me. If you have to put Robert Woods in your flex, I would maybe go with him. Brandon Cooks. I have no choice but to start him this week because I have no receivers. I have no choice but to start him. I didn't tell people to go out and start him. I have no choice but to start him. So
you starting against me? My squad?
No, in
I was about to say.
Another league. Yeah. Against you, I don't have Brandon Cooks on the team.
I don't know who you got. Set your lineup.
I got Adam. I did set my lineup already.
Oh, you missed it. You said it today?
Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, because you said it today.
The reason why I had to set it today because I don't wake up at 9 o'clock no motherfucker.
I told you.
I don't wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I set my lineup today. So I got Adam Thielen in, and I think I got Tyler Lockett in. So,
I'm about to check your squad. Go ahead. I'm about to
check my squad.
Yeah, man. Got to see what I'm up against.
I mean, you ain't up against much. We not that good out there this week. Up next, though, we got the, who is this? The Tennessee Titans at 2-3. Versus the 1-4 Denver Broncos. This is going to be in Mile High. In Denver. That's like picking shit versus Duke. That's what it's like, right?
God damn. They match up perfectly. They really do. I'll take the Broncos there at home. And that's the only reason why.
As much as I hate Marcus Mariota, and I think that nigga is trash, I'm going to take the Titans, being that I think they have a better rushing attack to be able to keep the ball for a longer period of time. So they're going to control time of possession. So I got the Titans winning. You starting anybody on the Titans?
Derrick Henry, if you need to.
Yeah, of course you're starting Derrick Henry. We've already talked about Delanie Walker. You're not playing him, right?
No, I wouldn't. You want to know what? You might be able to.
You might be able to get away with playing him?
Mm-hmm. Dude, you're not beating me this week.
I didn't say I...
I know you didn't say you were.
I told you... What did I tell you the other night when we was at work? I said I've come to terms with this defeat already. after you gave me 28 points from the
Patriots,
Patriots defense, I came to terms with this already. It was like, okay, I'm probably not going to win this game. So.
No, I'm not, honestly, I'm not going to count you out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't count myself out either, but it's just, it's one of those
I things. Don't know what I'm going to get from this Sunday night game.
Yeah. But, over on the Broncos side of the ball, you playing anybody?
You start Phillip Lindsay if you have to, and I have to.
Yeah, what about Emmanuel Sanders?
If you have to, yes, I got him on my bench, because I don't have to start him.
I think I have to start him. Him and Brandon Cooks in the other league. I think I have to play him. So. Okay. Yeah, I'm in that position. You know, I mean, if you got better options.
I mean, Emmanuel Sanders, he's not a bad receiver.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, is he going to get the ball or not?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
So you took the Broncos, I took the Titans. We're differing a lot today.
Good.
Somebody gonna take control, man. We'll take the lead here.
Make shit more interesting.
Yeah. Up next, we got the 3-2 Cowboys.
Cowgirls.
Versus the 0-4 New York Jets. This is gonna be in MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Who you got?
Oh, man. Them Cowgirls, they gonna ride.
I got the Cowboys as well. Sam Darnold is playing this game.
Who the fuck cares?
Damn, bro. You just going to do... Look.
Am I going to do the Jets like that?
I'm talking about Sam Darnold. You going to do him like that? He coming back. He finished kissing bitches. He's good. He's now good. He's done with the mono.
What jersey he got on?
He got on a Jets jersey.
Fuck them Jets.
He's got on a Jets jersey. Are you playing Lev Bell in this situation?
You can if you want.
Okay. I got Lev Bell. I got no choice but to play. Okay. Well, I do got a choice. I got Melvin Gordon, too, so...
Yeah, I'd start Melvin Gordon over fucking Lev Bell.
So I got Dalvin Cook, Melvin Gordon, and Joe Mixon, I think it is. Yeah, it's Joe Mixon.
Yeah, you sit Le'Veon Bell.
Because I had Ty Gurley, but Ty Gurley is hurt. So
you sit Le'Veon Bell.
So you sit Le'Veon and play Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Jets might potentially get shut out.
I don't know, man. I think Sam Darnold going to turn them around this week. I don't think they're going to win. But I said I think Sam Darnold's going to turn them around this week.
No.
He's not a great quarterback.
No.
He's barely good. No. He's probably not even good.
His coach is garbage.
The asshole that is Adam Gase. You know this motherfucker is not playing Chris Herndon this week? Chris Herndon, the tight end, is not going to play this week.
I told you. He don't throw the ball to
him. No. This is the reason and why. This motherfucker said, oh, we got to evaluate him to make sure that he can play. What?
What I tell you about him. What I tell you about him in tight ends. He don't give a damn about a tight end.
You have to evaluate Chris Herndon to make
all
sure
he
can play.
All he would do is block anyway. They're not going to throw a tight end the ball.
But fuck Adam Gase.
Exactly.
Over on the Cowboys side of the football, who you playing, man? You
everybody.
Playing
everybody.
Everybody. You playing Dak. You playing Michael Gallup. You playing Amari Cooper. You playing Jason Witten.
You starting.
You got
defense.
Zeke. You starting a defense. Yep. Hell. Yeah. Some leagues though they got a defensive end position that you could play. So you starting a defensive end positions. Some fantasy leagues got that.
Yep.
So you starting defensive end position. Mm-hmm. Get them out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Jets are going to score 2 field goals.
They going to kick 2. So you playing the Jets field goal kicker?
I don't know.
You know, the Cowboys might be better off because they're going to score more points. I got you, man. I'm just fucking with you, man. We both got the Cowboys winning that game. Up next, we got the 1-4 Pittsburgh Steelers versus...
We never talk about kickers either. They are a fantasy option, too.
We never... Oh, I could just give you a kicker. Every week, play the Ravens kicker because he's perfect on the year. And he's the most accurate kicker in NFL history.
I got the Steelers kicker because I know he's going to kick a lot.
And then I got, also in one of my leagues, I have my Rams kicker. Although he did miss a field goal.
I was about to say, great the leg.
But he does have the deepest range of any kicker in the league. He can hit the big ones. So.
But y'all ain't trying to kick field goals.
We ain't trying to kick field goals. We're trying to win. We're trying to score points.
You go for a team who can't score touchdowns.
Also, in one of my leagues, I have the Carolina kicker, the rookie kicker. His name is Justin Slack. He been balling. Because they get in the red zone, and they just, if they can't get it in, they just kick it. So
I hope you hear that, people.
He's been doing good. Yeah. So those are our kickers that we like. Kickers. Even though, if it was up to me, I'd take kickers out of the fantasy football lineup.
But you want to know what?
I'd also would have took defenses out, and that means you wouldn't have got your 35 points.
If a kicker gets you over 10 points,
that's
helps.
That's a win.
Yeah, man. And some of them do.
But back to the games, though. I got the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Chargers. I neglected to put the Chargers record on here. I have no idea what their record is. But we got the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who you got?
I'm taking the Chargers.
This is going to be in L.A. as well.
Because if I'm correct, the Steelers are on their third-string quarterback.
That is correct. Mason Rudolph.
Yes, Mason Rudolph is hurt.
Clear concussion protocol. Hodges is going to be the starting quarterback. So. I'm going to take the Chargers. The Chargers now have Melvin Gordon back in the fold. He will get his full workload this week. They also have Hunter Henry coming back off of injury. The tight end, Hunter Henry. I'm going to actually play him this week in two of my leagues, actually. I picked him up in the leagues, man. He was out there. He was dangling. I'm going to pick him up. We're going to see what he do rest of the season. Because when he's healthy, he's probably third or fourth best tight end in the league. He's up there.
Minka Fitzpatrick don't like hitting nobody, so.
Why you got to talk about the former Dolphin like that, man?
Because.
For those who don't know, this is a former Dolphin that plays safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Because
now.
He said he didn't want to play up close to the line. He don't want to play with the big boys.
But he was playing up close to the line. He played up close to the line with the Steelers. What the fuck?
That's because he ain't got no option.
Yeah, he ain't got no option.
He wanted to get traded from the Dolphins because he didn't want to be up close to the line.
Right.
He wanted to be a pure safety in the back dealing with the little niggas.
Okay. So, as far as with the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, you playing anybody over there?
No.
James Conner?
No.
I'd play James Conner.
I'm not.
I'd probably play him. They're going to run the ball. They ain't got no choice but to run the ball. They're quarterback. He's third string. What they going to do? They going to throw the ball to Juju? You ain't playing Juju, is you?
I wouldn't even draft him.
You wouldn't even draft him? Hey, man, I wouldn't have drafted him either. I said we got to see what he could do. He hasn't shown me nothing this year yet.
Juju wouldn't make my flex squad.
Yeah, he hasn't shown me nothing this year yet. Over on the other side of the ball for the Chargers, who you playing?
You start Keenan Allen.
Melvin Gordon. Austin Eckler.
Start either one. If you got either one.
Put either one.
Because Austin Eckler, he's going to catch the passes out the backfield. And Melvin Gordon, he going to get them rushes.
Yeah.
So start either one.
All right. You said Keenan Allen. What about Phillip Rivers?
I'm starting him because I have to.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You got Drew Brees on your bench, right?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for him to come back.
Okay.
I'm going to be fucked up if he don't come back and Phillip Rivers got a bye week. I don't know what I'm going to do then.
Boy, you might have to, you might have to play Andy Dalton.
Nah, I already got rid of him.
So we both got the Chargers winning that game. Up next. Oh, that was the Sunday night game as well.
Yes.
That's the one that you said.
This Monday night game is going to be good.
The Monday night game is going to be the 2-1-1 Detroit Lions versus the, 4-1 Green Bay Packers. This is going to be at Lambeau Field. Who you got?
I'm taking the Packers at home.
You're taking the Packers at home.
I'm not going against that bad man. at home with the lights on.
Well, I'm going against that bad man at home with the lights on. Listen, listen, listen. These motherfucking refs better get this shit right this time, okay? They better get this shit right this time. They have jerked the Lions the last three times that they played the fucking Packers. They better stop jerking these guys. Stop it. Sorry. I got a little hostile there. My bad. But I got the Lions winning this game. I think the Lions could pull this out if the refs don't jerk them. It's going to be a catch by Kenny Golladay.
Yo, first off, like, it's a toss-up. Both of these teams are really good.
Yeah.
They're really, really good. So I don't think you can go wrong either side you go.
Right.
You know, I'm going with the Packers because of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So over
and both teams play defense.
Yeah. Over on the Lions side of the ball, man. You playing Kerryon Johnson?
Yeah, sure.
Kenny Golladay?
Yes.
Matthew Stafford?
No.
Nope. TJ Hockenson, the tight end. Yeah. Was,
you know.
He's going to say it every time. You guys can't see it, the face that he's giving. He's like, whatever, man. Just, yeah. Okay.
If you get something from a tight end, great.
Great. Over on the Packers side of the ball, you starting Aaron Jones, the running back?
Yeah, he's been doing his thing the last couple weeks.
Devontae Adams is going to be out again for this game. So are you playing any of the Packers wide receivers?
Who the fuck are they?
Exactly. Marquez, Valdez, Scantling. That's one.
You start Aaron Rodgers.
And Geronimo Allison. Geronimo.
Oh, excuse me. You start Aaron Rodgers.
What about Jimmy Graham? Another tight end. It's whatever, man.
I am starting him because I don't know any receivers.
Right. Okay. It is what it is, man. You gotta do what you gotta do.
You can literally line up Jimmy Graham as a receiver and throw him the fucking ball.
Right. Right.
He wanted to get paid as a receiver from the Saints, and they were like, nah, dude, we ain't doing that.
So, now that you know that Devontae Adams is not playing, you're still going with the Packers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because of that bad man that is Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on, I
didn't say it right. My fault. That bad man.
Yes, but I also believe in their defense.
Okay. They got a pretty decent defense. I like them. They're doing good.
You know, they lost one game. Everybody has a bad game.
Yeah. They're doing good, man. I like them. But I got to go with the Lions on this, man. I think the Lions. They need to stop jerking the Lions, man. Dude. You know.
Don't stop putting yourself in the position to get
jerked. I got you. I understand, man. I understand. You got anything else for the people, man? Those were all the games, by the way. That was the Monday night game. That's going to be pretty good.
Nah, man, I'm good.
You know, you got any, like, bold predictions for this week, man? Anything that you think is going to happen?
Nah, my bold prediction is the Dolphins is going to win.
I don't really think that's a bold prediction. I think we all think
Everybody that's seen my Dolphins play, all
right? Right, but we also seen the Washington Redskins play
And the Dolphins have looked worse.
Worse than the Washington Redskins?
They're calling my Dolphins the worst team in history.
What?
You've seen it. Come on, man.
Worse than them 0-16 Browns?
Worse than them 0-16 Lions.
What? Nah, they can't call y'all the worst team in history.
No. Do you see the point differential?
Y'all is getting
our ass. All right, then. You are. That point differential is real.
But, hell, man, those fucking Washington Redskins.
That point differential is real.
Who did I take? I took your team to win?
Yes, we both took the Dolphins. Would you want to change your pick?
Nah, man, I ain't going to change it. I'm going to roll with y'all, man.
If you're going to do it, this is the time.
Nah, man, I'm going to roll with y'all. But I got a bold prediction for this week.
Okay.
My bold prediction is that the Jets are going to actually score 21 points this week. 21 points. Put it down. Mark it. 21 points.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Cowboys.
Come on, man.
I'm giving them 21 points. That's why it's a bold prediction. Okay?
That's too bold.
It's bold.
That's too bold.
Now, remember, when I used to do these bold predictions all the time, I used to get this shit wrong, bro.
See, that was at work, but nobody was listening to
it. They ain't listening now. They ain't listening now. So we got it on record. I just said it. I believe that the New York Jets are going to score 21 points.
Let me see that.
I ain't say that he was going to win, but they going to score 21 points. That's my prediction. Huh. I see you looking at the paper there. You try and give a bold prediction as well?
My bold prediction? It's not even bold, man. At least not to me.
What you got there?
I think the Titans are going to blow the Chiefs out.
You think the...
I mean the Texans.
The Texans are going to blow the Chiefs out. I think
they're going to blow the Chiefs out.
Whew. Oh, that's a bold prediction.
I think they're going to blow them out.
I think that's bold.
By 20 points.
Woo! Wow! 20? They going to beat the Chiefs by 20 points?
Yeah.
Yo, bro. I think your joint more bold than mine. I think your joint more bold than mine. You mean to tell me that Patty Mahomes ain't going to get out there gunslinging and he going to let his team get beat by 20 points?
They just got beat at home.
I know they got beat at home, but they ain't get beat by 20 points at home, though.
Yeah, but they're playing a far better squad.
I know they playing a better squad. But goddamn, bro. Patty Mahomes not going to guns. Your prediction is way bolder than mine.
That's why it's called a bold prediction.
I know it's why it's called a bold prediction, but you looked at me like I was crazy when I said that the Jets can put up 21 points.
Because they can't. Like, come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Well, there you have it, people, man. Bold predictions. He predicts that the Texans are going to beat the Chiefs by 20 points, and I predict that the New York Jets are going to put up 21 points at least.
Chiefs defense is garbage. We all know it.
We do know it. You got anything else for the people, Matt?
Hit that Facebook group up.
Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. We appreciate you guys listening. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. This has been the NFL Week 6 preview. Hopefully your fantasy teams do well this week.
Mine will.
And we will see you guys next time. I'm Antoine Weisslicker. That's my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
And we out.
We out.